بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate. Salutations to the Prophet of Islam and his household and his pure progeny. Salutations to the infallible Imams, peace be upon them. We are going through the occasion marking the martyrdom anniversary of Hazrat Fatima, peace be upon her, and next week we'll mark the birth anniversary of Hazrat Fatima, peace be upon her. Today is the day that will remain in the historical memory of the Iranian nation. And today is a day that, from my point of view, is a day of appreciation and gratitude to the great nation of Iran. The Iranian nation, through its resistance and steadfastness, took another step towards attaining the sublime national goals. I have to thank the Iranian nation, since the people, in order to safeguard their end, the people resisted in order to safeguard their interests and national interests, and today they will remain resistant and steadfast, and in the future the people will tread this path. The government and this administration had offered some promises to the people, and we have always made efforts in order to fulfill those promises within the framework of our national interests. One promise was that the centrifuges have to spin, and at the same time, people's life should go on smoothly, and it will be valuable for us to see the centrifuges spinning, provided that the economy would also move forward. And today, we have got closer to that objective compared to the previous months, the previous weeks, and even compared to the past days. During the first 100 days of this administration, the government took the first step forward and reached an interim deal regarding the nuclear issue in negotiations with the 5+1 group. And since that time till today, we have been making efforts in order to take the second step. Efforts were made for several months, and I can particularly refer to the efforts made in the past few days, and last night we managed to reach our and attain our objective. We have managed to take that second step forward, and we have managed to protect our nuclear rights, and at the same time, we have taken steps for the lifting of sanctions, and at the same time, constructive interaction with the global, with the world. And this is of great significance for us. Based on the framework that we reached till last night, it means that with respect to the upcoming agreement, that will be the third step, and we hope that till June we'll be able to take the third step, and the third step will be the final agreement, and the fourth step that will be later taken will be achieved several weeks later, and that will be the implementation of the provisions of the final agreement. Based on the framework that we have attained till last night, the 5+1 has accepted enrichment by Iran on its soil. So what they said till yesterday in the past they said that enrichment is a threat for the region. But today they have all accepted that enrichment on the Iranian soil is not a threat. And I explicitly wish to announce that enrichment and the whole nuclear technology, they are all aimed at the development of Iran. So this enrichment process and technology are not against any country of the region or the world. Today, the world has admitted that Iran is seeking its peaceful objectives. Within this framework, Iraq will be activated, and based on a more modern technology. Speaking of Fordo, that some thought will be shut down, Fordo will remain open forever. And in Fordo, there will be more than 1,000 centrifuges installed, and there will be other activities, nuclear activities, and also activities in the field of physics. And within this framework, all the financial and sanctions, all the financial sanctions will be lifted on that day of the implementation of the agreement. Also, sanctions related to the banking system, all the resolutions against Iran. That means the six resolutions against Iran will be revoked and eliminated. And since and there will be new cooperation in the nuclear field and also in other sectors. So this will, in fact, open a new chapter in cooperation with the world. So within this framework that we have ahead of us, you see that the approach adopted by this administration has been effective. In today's world, threats by others are worthless, and pressures by others are worthless, and all of us should be after an agreement to the benefit of all the parties based on a win-win approach, mutual respect, common interests, and attaining common goals of all the parties. Some think that we should either fight with the world or we should give in to the powers. We believe there is a third option. There is a solution for this. We can cooperate with the world. Of course, they say that negotiations have been due to the pressure exerted by the sanctions. They know very well that such an approach is baseless, and their sanctions were not aimed at negotiating. They imposed sanctions in order to make us surrender. But when they realize that we will never surrender and that there is a united and steadfast nation, a courageous nation, then they said that sanctions were aimed at negotiations. But we were negotiating with the world prior to the sanctions, and we were negotiating in the course of the sanctions. So the approach by this administration was is that if others respect us and do not impose sanctions, they will actually receive the same respect from our side. And they have realized this fact today, that there should be respect in order to receive respect, and that sanctions demands and pressures are worthless. So this indicates the fact that the administration's approach has been a correct one. The second point is that the objective that we have achieved today, that has been due to our unity and solidarity. We have actually, we have consulted with all the officials and authorities, and we have always benefited from the guidelines of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, and he, the leader, has also generously provided us with his guidelines. I deem it necessary here to appreciate the leader and the heads of the three branches and all the officials who helped us in order to be able to take this step forward. And in the next step, we do need their support. And this is not just about the nuclear question. This is true about all the other issues regarding the country's affairs. We are in need of the guidelines by the leader and also the unity and solidarity and support by our nation. Of course, we should be thankful to God, an imam of the time, and the infallible imams and the prophet's progeny, particularly Hazrat Fatima, peace be upon her, and Hazrat Fatima and all the other infallible imams and imam of the time. They have always supported us. They have always been a source of support for us. We have chosen the right path, and today our nation has shown to the world that in spite of pressures, the nation has put on display its massive turnout in the course of the presidential elections. And in addition to that, they have always put on display their unity and solidarity, enabling us to